We're back with more badass liberal talk. Bart Cop Radio.
I'd like to talk a few minutes about something that ought not need to be necessary to mention. But since we are constantly being bombarded by paid-for whores whose job it is to distort the truth, thought maybe I'd say a few words. Article in the Whore USA Today, A Blessing and a Curse for Carrie, by Ross K. Baker, Whore. Basically, he's talking about Smirk and Cheney. They've got their big-time rich benefactors, and Carrie goes out to Hollywood. Like to read some of this? Here it go. At a concert fundraiser tonight, this was Thursday, June 24th, in L.A., Barbara Streisand, Neil Diamond, and Willie Nelson will offer their voices for Carrie's cause. Among other glitterati who plan to attend, Billy Crystal, Robert De Niro, Ben Affleck, and Leonardo DiCaprio. A New York gala 2 weeks later will include Whoopi Goldberg and John Bon Jovi and others. No Democrat since George McGovern in 1972 has been backed by such star power. Yet, Democrats should be concerned that Carrie, for all the high-powered show business talent, might encounter the same attacks made against McGovern. He'll have to defend himself against the accusation that he was the choice of, quote, limousine liberals and show business wackos from La La Land. Before we continue, anyone that uses the phrase La La Land should be slapped just immediately. Just don't think. Just slap the guy right away. Whap! Nobody on the planet is allowed to say La La Land. I guess maybe if you're mocking a guy who might say it, you might say it, but uh-uh. In regular, normal conversation or in a political column, nobody on the planet can say La La Land. And everybody, as of today, has permission to smack, without warning, anyone who says La La Land. Okay, got that out of the way. Continuing on, just this week, Bush-Cheney spokesman Scott Stanzel said its campaign is seeking the support of community leaders of all types, not just those with a 90210 zip code. That's extra cute. Extra cute. But let's talk about this for a minute. The Democrats have their big-time rich people contributors. The Republicans have their big-time rich people contributors. But is it the same? I suggest it's not. And I got a few facts to back it up. When Cheney and the ugly smirk want to get some money, they get on the phone and they dial the big oil companies. And they say, boys, we need some money. And the oil companies say, well, fine, what are you going to do for me? And they say, well, what do you need done? And the big oil company says, well, why don't we send Kenny Boy Lay to Washington and we will let him write the energy policy for the United States? And they say, whoa, I don't know. You're asking a hell of a lot. Well, we'll give you $20 million soft money. We'll sneak it through this way and that way, $20 million if you let Kenny Boy rewrite the pollution laws, the oil laws, the energy laws, the compliance laws, the how to steal $1 billion from your customers, from your constituents, from your employees, you know, those trust funds, all that. $25 million. Okay, we'll let you do it. You give us $25 million, we'll let you rewrite the pollution laws, the energy laws, everything up and down, whatever you want, you got it. And then they call the big drug companies and they say, boy, we need some big money from you drug companies. And the big drug companies say, what can you do for us? And they say, well, what would you like? And the big drug companies say, well, we'd like to send a couple of our lobbyists up there, and we'd like you to let them rewrite all the drug laws. We want you to let them rewrite all the medical, all the pharmaceutical, all the HMO laws, all the admittance laws, all the Medicare laws, all the Medicaid laws, everything. We want you to just let our boys rape you to death, and we'll give you $25 million. And Cheney says, oh, I don't know. You're asking a whole lot. And they say, well, come on, Dick, $25 million. Can you use the $25 million or not? All you got to do is let our boys go fucking run loose like crazy all over the laws of this country, and we'll give you the $25 million. Cheney says, deal. And then Cheney calls the mining and forestry people, and he says, hey, this is Dick. We need a bunch of big cash. What can you do for us? And the mining people say, well, I don't know. How much you need? Cheney says, 20 million. And the mining people say, well, gee, I don't know, Dick. What do we get in return? And Dick says, well, what's your biggest problem? And the mining guy says, well, we got the environmental regulations. Yeah. They won't let us tear down the redwoods. They won't let us rape the forest to death. They won't let us take the tops off of mountains and dig. They won't let us use dynamite when we're trying to work in Yosemite and Yellowstone. These wacky liberals, what are we going to do? I tell you what, you give me $20 million and we'll let one of your lobbyists come up here and rewrite all the mining laws, all the pollution laws, all the noise laws, all the conservation laws, all the federally protected lands. We'll just throw that shit out. We just don't care. $20 million, you got it. And the big mining boy said, okay, check on the way. Then they call up the NRA and they say, hey, Wayne, how's Moses doing? Just kidding. They say, Wayne, we need about $20 million from you people. What can you do for me? And Wayne says, well, gee, Dick, I don't know. This assault weapons ban thing is about to come up again in September. They don't want our people to have AK-47s all over the damn place. They want to restrict how many AK-47s with cop killer bullets we can have, each one of us, in our own homes. I know a fella that's only got 15 in his house, Dick. He can only kill 225 cops at a time. It's because these liberals are always putting their handcuffs on us. These damn liberals always want to put taggants and dynamite and always want to have these, go over the barrels of the guns and do the forensics so when we murder someone with a gun later, they can say, hey, this was the gun they sold to old Bob on Fifth Street. Can you believe those liberals? Dick? Dick says, yeah, liberals, they're so awful. My first Cheney impression. Okay, so they make a deal with the NRA. We'll let you guys rewrite all the gun laws in the country, but we need $20 million. Wayne says, you got it, dude. We'll just raise rates a little bit and promise everybody that all the cop-killing assault weapons that people want are coming up right away. Thank you, Wayne. Then they called the banking industry. Oh, there's a lot of money in banking. You ever wonder how they can run a commercial every 30 seconds on every channel in the world saying, please, come borrow money for us at a low, low rate, and we don't care if you pay it back. And so maybe 40 million people call them, and they all get maybe a $10,000 line of credit, and maybe a third of them go crazy and buy boats and hookers and trips to Vegas and cocaine and every other damn thing with their credit card, and then they end up having to file bankruptcy. But the banking industry makes so much money that a third of the people can go bankrupt, and they're still making way, way, way kind of big money profits. For each bank, hell, for each little junior executive, you know, this is like Enron money. This is crazy money. This is like government money. So Dick calls the banking consortium there and says, I need some money. And they say, well, gee, Dick, I don't know. How much you need? And you know, I need about $20 million. And I said, well, gee, Dick, what do you do for us? And he said, well, why don't you send a lobbyist up here and we'll let him rewrite all the banking laws. Whatever you fucking want to do, you can. Just whatever you want to do. And they say, oh, promise? Uh-huh. All right, you got it. Send us the $20 million. We're going to get you guys all fixed up. Now, what does John Kerry do? Well, he needs money. He picks up the phone. He calls Barbara Streisand and says, hey, Barbara, we know you're a big-time Democrat, big-time liberal. We want to know if you would consider maybe putting on a show for us out in L.A., maybe invite some of your big-time Hollywood friends come in and sing for free and make a whole lot of money for us. And Barbara Streisand says, well, I'll do that if you do something for the Women and Infants Program. Will you do that? Tell you what, John, we'll raise $20 million for you, but what we want in return, we want you to promote this program for the battered women's shelters, the Women and Infants Program, the nutritional program, whatever, the Head Start program. We want extra money for schools. We want more money for teachers, we want this and that. And Carrie says, gee, I don't know. You're asking a hell of a lot. And she says, well, hey, do you want the $20 million or not? And Carrie says, okay. When he calls John Bon Jovi and says, hey, John, we're going to be doing a big fundraiser in the New York, New Jersey area. Any chance you could help us out? And John says, well, sure, I'm a good liberal. What can I do for you? And Carrie says, well, we'd like you to, you know, maybe throw a big party. I know, maybe we could have it at your house. Have a big pool party, have hot dogs and weenies, and drink a little beer. Maybe your band could play, and you could invite your show business buddies over, and I'd give a speech. It'd be a big rally, raise a whole lot of money, maybe raise $15-20 million. John, can you help us out? John Bon Jovi says, well, I would if you'd do one thing for me. And Kerry's going, oh, geez, what's that? Wonder if you could give the soldiers a raise. I'll do that for you. Tell you what, John, I'll raise $20 million for you here in New York, New Jersey. Get all my fancy show business friends over here. all my rock star friends, we'll turn in a big-ass party, but I want you to give the soldiers in the field a raise, or I'm not going to do it. Carrie says, you're asking a lot, but I'll do it. So then Carrie picks up the phone and calls Billy Crystal and Bobby De Niro and Ben Affleck and Leonardo DiCaprio. And he says, hey, guys, any chance you could put on a big Hollywood wingding bash for me and have all your fancy friends come over and have them all write checks? What do you think about that? And those four say, well, gee, I don't know. What can you do for us on the environment? Do you see where I'm going? The sons of bitches on the other side, they take bribes to rape the country. When our side wants something, you got people like Streisand and Bob De Niro and Neil Diamond and Willie Nelson and Ben Affleck and DiCaprio and all those people saying, hey, John, we're fighting for you because we know you're going to raise our taxes. We know you're going to make America better. You're going to take a big bite. I heard Bradley Whitford from West Wing on the radio today saying he got an extra $100,000 from the tax cut. He said, that's money I don't need. Now, these people are working hard to elect Democrats knowing they're going to lose money in the deal. It's not the same. The sons of bitches on the Republican side are greedy sons of bitches. That's why they're called sons of bitches, because they're just greed mongers is all they are. They got millions and millions and millions. They want more. But the people on our side that have the millions and millions, when they do a benefit, it's to help the little guy. See, that's the difference. The super rich want more, and when Streisand and Ben Affleck and De Niro get together, it's to help the soldiers, help the widows, help the little children, help the Head Start programs, the schools and that. They're not out to get the environmental laws. They're not out to rewrite the science books with a bunch of hokum, a bunch of superstitious bullshit to please the invisible cloud being. No, they're a little more in the science and logic crowd. They've got their $100 million in the bank. They're looking around them to see who maybe could use a little hand up. That's the difference between them and us. The sons of bitches are just greedy. These people, remember, Cheney was making tens of millions a year, and he quit that to make $200,000 working 80-hour weeks with 5 heart attacks. He did that because he's a greedy son of a bitch. He didn't do that because little black kids in Detroit needed a better deal out of life. He didn't do that so the little guy could get a bigger slice of the pie. No, the greedy son of a bitch did it for himself because $100 or $200 million was not enough for Cheney. Same for Bush. The BFEE has all the millions they could ever use, but they want more. That's why they stole the election so they could rape the country. It's just not the same. Someone tells you it's the same, you say, bullshit. Go read BartCop.com. Go check out Radio Show 45. He'll explain it to you. It ain't the same. Someone thinks it is, come talk to me.
Hey, hey, good looking. What you got cooking? How's about cooking something up with me? Maybe we could find us a brand new recipe.
Jerry Falwell, with his big hillbilly grin, concealing his hatred for you and the fun you can have with your nasty little genitals. Then we got Pat Robertson, the Dixie charlatan who contends he held counsel with God, saw Jesus, and has it on good authority from the Holy Ghost that Cuba has an arsenal of nuclear weapons aimed directly at the United States. And our good friend Ollie North, who quivers with religious fervor while conveniently forgetting he was a belligerent liar who abused the authority of his position. You know, I have no doubt that God will forgive Lieutenant Colonel North one day. I just don't think our courts should have. These modern-day Torquemadas can't wait to seize the reins and begin slaughtering the non-believers. And if you don't think they'll do it, if you don't think that you'll be on the short list for a public roasting a la Joan of Arc, well, you better stop dancing around the pagan maypole and think again, Caligula. Now, I am sure to many of those in the radical right, I probably appear to be a bitter, cranky pragmatist with the mouth of a stevedore and the soul of a heretic. But I do, believe it or not, consider myself to be a Christian. And I'm sorry, you just don't go shooting doctors. If a judgment's to be made, well, God gets to make it. Not you, him. You are Barney Fife. Keep your bullet in your shirt pocket. Now, God is Andy Taylor. If abortion is wrong, and I believe in many instances it is, somewhere down the line, God's going to let you know about it. And believe me, God paybacks are an eternal bitch. Somebody else's abortion is none of your business. And listen, if you really believe that your God is telling you to kill an abortionist in His name, then you got to crush some tinfoil on your antenna, pal, because you're getting some heavy, heavy interference. And you know, while I'm at it, I don't care what arcane passage you pull out of the Old Testament and run through your Jeremiah begat Jedediah Dakota ring, one of the definitive tenets of Christianity is tolerance. Trust me, there's no version of the Bible that says love thy neighbor unless he's a Peter Allen fan. Any supposedly Christian doctrine must have at its core a belief in the concept of unqualified love for your fellow man. Unless, of course, he proves himself to be a total asshole. Sure, then you can ditch him. God understands that. I mean, who do you think booked Satan's flight? What he can understand is turning against someone because you don't happen to agree with their sexual preference. Forget your linear biblical interpretation that tells you to ostracize gays and follow your heart. It's like when your driving test instructor would tell you to run the stop sign, and you would, and then he'd flunk you, and you'd say, but you told me to, and he'd say, sorry, but you never run a stop sign, and you never carpet bomb a group of people with hate because they're different from you. Case closed, Tail Gunner Joe. And tolerance should extend ideas as well. A school book cannot corrupt your child, especially one whose main characters are a scarecrow, a tin man, and a cowardly lion. And if you truly think your kid's character depends on prayer, then damn it, pray with your kid at home. Stop fobbing off on a public school system your responsibilities as a parent. The schools are there to teach your kids to read, write, and add skills they will need if they are going to apply for and wisely invest their unemployment checks one day. And if you're sold on prayer as a diving board into the day, get up a few minutes early, forgo the trip to 7-Eleven for a Jeroboam of Colombian blend, sit down with the kids you profess to love so much, and lead them in prayer. Look, I realize this is America. Everybody has the right to organize. The Democratic Party should maybe try it somewhere along the line. But you know something? The members of the radical religious right have to get it through their skulls. Separation of church and state. Separate, not together, apart, like Bert and Lonnie. One here, one there. The founding fathers set it up like that because back home in merry old England, they witnessed scenes of theocratic horror that would have made even Quentin Tarantino puke. I can only hope that the radical right's grab for political power will eventually prove to be their holy Waterloo. I know we don't like to vote. Marking your ballot nowadays is like choosing between the 3 a.m. showing of The Beastmaster on Showtime and the 3 a.m. showing of The Beastmaster 2 on Cinemax. But the less we involve ourselves in the political process, the more special interest groups and fanatics move in. So vote. And remember this when you're alone in the booth with just you and your lever. The radical right believes the word right does not simply denote their placement on the political spectrum, but also their sanctimoniously smug assertion that right is exactly what they are on any and all issues.
Oh my God. Oh my God. I'm a cartoon. Ma! Ma! People are drawing me! Ma! Oh my God.
They got your breast and everything.
The great Bruce Urgel made me a cartoon. Go to bartcop.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, Rush Limbaugh.
They say that I'm sleaze and elitist. You please, everybody disagrees with my rap.
It is rap.
I'm horrendous. I'm appalling. My ratings now are falling because I'm so full of bull, so full of crap.
Full of crap.
With condescending tries, making money, selling lies. You might say, everybody hates my guts.
Hates his guts.
I'm offensive, I'm a bigot, I'm a fraud. Can you dig it? I'm sexist, racist, homophobic, fat, pathetic, putz.
I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
That's right.
I really am,
because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
That's right.
You're being scammed.
I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
I don't
don't care about the middle class because I'm a fat conservative butthead with the face of a horse's ass.
He's a fat conservative butthead.
Hey,
with the face of a horse's ass.
I have a subhuman figure, a huge rear end. My brain? That's another story.
It's quite another story.
I have a face the size of a wash tub, and my ass is as big as Missouri. Yes!
His bastard is sick. He's a fat mom is big, and his ass is as big as Missouri.
Yes, sir, we bomb. Manipulating statements exaggerate the truth. I can't believe they hate my show. Inspires. It's not just because they're stupid. It's not just because they're scum. It's just because Republicans are liars. I am heartless. I am vain, insensitive, insane. They say that I'm a national disgrace. I am nasty, insulting, basically revolting. I'm a concentrated pile of human waste. Because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
Hi, I really am, because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
That's right. You're being scammed. I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
I don't care about the middle classes. I'm a sick Republican sleazeball with the face of a horse's ass.
He's a sick Republican sleazeball with the face of a horse's ass.
They say that this is not about my vanity. They doubt my sanity. They think I'm nuts.
So nuts.
I am a cyst on the ass of humanity.
Yeah.
New Republican slogan. Read my tuts. From the bowels of age, it comes the voice of Rush Limbaugh. In closing, let me say that each and every day, I'm an evil, rotten, egotistical snob. I'm the copper, the cop of Joe McCarthy-like Gestapo, the right-wing, foam-of-the-mouth, jack-booted slob, the democratic trasher, years of liberal bashing with the equivalent compassion of a grommet. With the IQ of a fig, I'm a fat, obnoxious pig. And the truth of the matter is, I'm vomit. Because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
I really am, because I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
You're being scammed. I'm a Nazi.
He's a Nazi.
I don't care about the middle class, because I'm a fear-mongering scumbag with the face of a horse's ass.
He's a fat conservative butthead.
Hey, Republican sleazeball. Fear-mongering scumbag.
Oh.
Egotistical ass bite. Mean-spirited, unwallowing fat conservative tots.
With the face of a horse's ass.